Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
If you want to save time on a trip to the airport, perhaps traveling through the air is the way to do it. But there's coming out with a new electrical vehicle that'll take you part of the way. Crane Chicago Business, John Pletz joins us now. Now, this is just an investment into what, an electric vehicle that's going to take us there, right?
Right. There's some new technology that acts like a helicopter, but is greener and potentially a whole lot cheaper because it requires a lot less maintenance. And, you know, people like United, a number of airlines, see an opportunity to transport you to and from the airport as well as taking you from one city to another.
Yeah, and I imagine that downtown trek to the airport would certainly save people time, obviously, if they can go in a helicopter. But, like, have they talked about who they think their clientele would be? I know they're trying to make it cheaper, but I still imagine this would be a business thing or people for the rich and famous. At least that's what I picture.
Yeah, it's going to be no different than people who take a limousine service to the airport. You know, they're not riding the L, and there's a market for that. And there always has been, and in other cities, New York has always had a small market for people who had basically more money than time and were willing to take helicopters around.
Do these vehicles exist yet, or is this still in the very early planning stages of these vehicles?
There's some prototype eVTOLs that are flying and being demonstrated. The latest company that United invested in, I don't believe has started flying theirs yet, but they're supposed to start showing up here in 2024, 2025, and 2026. This is actually the second investment for United. They've backed a couple of different companies. Nobody's quite sure who's going to win. Who's going to end up, basically becoming the Boeing or Airbus of that market.
They're starting demonstrations of this concept next week between downtown and Tinley Park and downtown Schaumburg. What is this? Is this just people getting a helicopter ride and they're showing how it could possibly work from the downtown area?
Basically, the company that United just invested in, Eve Mobility, it's a spinoff of Embraer, which is a Brazilian company that makes jets. And so while they're developing their air taxi, they're working on the logistics of what does that look like when you're doing a short hop between an airport, for instance. The technology is not going to replace a 737 or a traditional airplane. You're not going to fly really long distances in an electric aircraft, at least not this generation. So what they do is they need to do some operations, that you want to use them in a market where there would be a market, a place like Chicago, an urban area. Also one that's got pretty crowded airspace, and it just so happens, one of the customers and one of the investors is United. They're here in Chicago. But that company is going to use helicopters provided by another company, do some rides. They're not free. It's $150 between those two areas, Tinley Park and downtown Chicago, or downtown Chicago and Schaumburg, primarily because those are two heavily congested corridors. There's a helipad downtown, and there's a place to land them out in both of those suburbs. And it gives them a good approximation for what a flight between downtown and O'Hare might look like.
Yeah, makes sense to me. Do they have any estimate of how long or what their what the timeline is before something like this would be fully functional?
They don't. United has said that they expect the first of these aircraft to show up. It looks like in about 4 years. So, sometime between now and then, they'll start testing and using them. But in terms of when, you get a service that looks like Uber or Lyft, it's not really clear yet.
Yeah. All right, John. For the rendering, if you want to see what this sucker is going to look like, at least what they think it is, got to go to Crane Chicago Business. John, we'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much.